back in those days, there were five judges. Each of them had 20 points. They threw out the high and the low and added the three in the middle. The first run, I got a 57, which was pretty close to perfect. And they reverse ordered for the second round. So they eliminated down to the top 25, got to make a second run. And if you could beat your first run, then that's what counted. Well, everybody went down. Nobody had beat my first run, so I got to go last. Well, everybody went down, and nobody beat my first run. I didn't have to ski. So I took about 15 steps uphill and jumped into the arena, and I got a perfect 60. And I believe that's the only time in freestyle history that anybody ever got a perfect score. And that was in 1973.
So, I'm guessing that was not premeditated. That was just kind of on the spur of the moment.
It was on the spur of the moment. I just went, what? You know, I'm not going to walk off the slope. You know, I'm airborne Eddie Ferguson. I'm going to show them what it's all about. And when you see the run, you'll get quite a kick out of it, Dennis.
How about any kind of a run maybe that the results weren't so good? End up with any significant injuries in doing this?
Yes. I broke my back two different times. One of them, I broke my back jumping off the roof of my new ski shop in Boise, Idaho. I ended up in the hospital with a total reconstructed knee and in 1976, I believe. And it worked for a while. In fact, it still works. It doesn't hurt that bad, but it'll tell me when the weather changes.